Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to review some diphthongs. Those are letters that make new sounds when they're together. We're going to talk about them in just a bit. But before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's begin. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. You write your name, I'll write my name. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color first. So we're going to review three different sounds. We're going to look at the sound that EW makes. EW says ooh. And we're going to look at A and U when they're together. And when you see AU together, we say ah. And the last one is when we see OY. We're going to remember OY says oy. So let's get started. We're going to start with this one. Ready? Ch. Ooh, ch, ooh, chew. Do you see the boy who has something in his mouth? It's gum. He is going to chew that bubble gum. Let's color his hair brown. So chew is ch, ooh, and ooh has our E-W sound. E-W says ooh in chew. And if you take away the ch in chew and we add n, what will you have if you change ch in chew to n? Yes, new. This should not be new information because it's a review. There it is again. Review. Ooh. In the word review, we have EW. Okay, go ahead and put down your brown crayon. And let's color the bubblegum pack because he is going to ch-ch-ch. Ooh. Ooh, that bubblegum. Let's do pink. I love pink bubblegum. So let's color the pack in his hand and the gum sticking out. Chew. He is going to chew that bubble gum. Ooh, ooh, ooh. We have chew. And if we change ch to n, we would have new. What if we change the ch and the n and chew to b? Boo. It's not a real word. We're used to the boo that, you know, you scare someone. But if we spelled it with an EW, it would be a pretend word. All right, put down your pink crayon. So chew, I want you to look for this one. St, ooh, st, ooh, stew. The stew is like soup. Do you see stew on the cupboard in the background? It's a bowl of steaming stew. Let's color the star on that bowl. Let's color it yellow. So stew has our EW sound also. Stew is like soup, but it's usually got a lot of meat in it. A lot of meat and vegetables a lot. All right, and then let's color the bowl green, any kind of green. So this is stew. Stew, the ew in stew is EW. EW says ooh, like in stew and chew and new. What about few? Yes, there are only a few types of stews that I like. Take two more seconds. Two, one. Okay, we're going to move on from EW chew. And let's try this one. Ready? S-a-s. We're gonna work on the ah sound now. S-a-s. Sauce. Do you see the spaghetti and meatballs with the sauce? Well, let's color it. Let's color the meatballs and the sauce on top. Let's color those red. You could use a reddish orange crayon too. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do a reddish orange crayon. Color the meatballs and the sauce, not the noodles, just color the meatballs and the sauce. So sauce, we're changing from oo to ah. Sauce has the letters A-U. A-U says ah in sauce. A-U says ah in sauce. And we are coloring the sauce, the yum spaghetti sauce, on the meatballs and the sauce. Take two more seconds. Two, one, and let's color the noodles yellow. Find some kind of yellow crayon, and let's color the noodles yellow. So sauce has that A-W ah sound. When A and W get together, they say ah. A and U say ah. Did I say W? If I did, I apologize. A and U say ah in sauce. If I say, I feel like I might have said A-W. Oh my, I wonder if I'm tired. A and U say ah, like in sauce. Take two more seconds for those yellow noodles. Two, one. Let's color the plate blue. Find a blue crayon and color the plate blue. What would we have if we changed the s in sauce to rrr? Ross. Yes. We changed the ah, change the s on sauce to rrr, we would have Ross. All right, two more seconds. Two, one. All right, let's move on. Let's go to the laundry. 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 Laundry has our ah sound. So let's color the laundry basket orange. Find an orange crayon. Color the basket orange. Laundry. Laundry has our ah sound, like in sus. And what two letters, and I hope I didn't mess you up, what two letters say ah in sauce and laundry? A-U. Yes, A-U. A-U says ah, like in sauce and laundry. Here's another word with A-U. What about all? All. Hall. Sometimes you have to haul your laundry to the washing machine. Maybe it's upstairs or downstairs. I always have to haul my laundry to the laundry closet where my washing machine is. So I have to haul it all. What about this word? Autumn. Autumn has our A-U sound, ah. All right, let's color the clothes inside the laundry basket. You pick. You could do blues and reds and pinks. Mix it up. Make it look like a bunch of different clothes are in there. I'm going to do some are blue, and I'm going to do some reds. You decide. You pick what you want these clothes to look like because they're the laundry, and our clothes are all different colors, right? Laundry has our laundry, like autumn and hall. All of these have our A-U-ah. Also, just like sauce. Sauce has ah. Now I'm using a purple crayon. You can use whatever you like. And don't forget to color some of the clothes inside that laundry basket. Color some of the clothes inside that laundry basket. I found a pink crayon. I'm going to color some of these clothes pink. You decide. You get to decide. So we had ooh, ew for chew and stew. And now we're working on ah, which is A-U for laundry and sauce. Laundry and sauce. These are different letters that make new sounds. Ooh and ah. All right, take two more seconds. Two, one, let's move on. Let's try a new sound. Ready? We're going to look for the oi sound. How about t-oi, t-oi, toy? toy has an oi sound made by oy. Let's color the toy ball in the background. Let's color it purple. Find a purple crayon and color the ball, the toy ball, purple. Toy has our oi sound. Oi in toy is oy. Oi in toy is oy. Take two more seconds. Two, one. Let's color the toy bear brown. Color the toy bear brown. Toy has oy. If we change the t in toy to r, what would we have? Roy. And if we change the r in roy to, let's do a funny word. Let's do F. What if we change t? Toy to foy. Foy. I don't know what a foy is, but I can make it up. Take two more seconds. Two. One. Let's color the dump truck. That dump truck. It's a toy dump truck. I'm going to color it gray. Can you find your gray crayon? Your gray crayon. Color the dump truck gray. It's a toy dump truck. Toy has oy, which is oy. So we practice ooh, E-W, and ah, A-U, and now we're working on oy, which is O-Y. And then use your brown crayon to make that dirt. Use your brown crayon for the dirt in the back of the truck. It's a toy dump truck. Two more seconds to finish up the toys. Two. One, we have one more in the picture. Ready? B-oy. B-oy. Boy. The boy has our oy sound, which is made by what two letters? O-Y. Let's color the boy's shirt green. Find some kind of a green crayon. Let's color his shirt green. The boy is going to have a green shirt. Boy has our oy sound, which is oy, just like toy and foy. We could say roy. And what about joy? All of these have oy. Okay, take two more seconds for the boy's shirt. Two. One, okay, we're going to start working on our part at the bottom. So you're going to need a pencil and look for number one. You'll see a row of pictures. We're going to listen for the sounds we've been working on. The oy sound, the ew sound, and the ah sound. If you hear one of our sounds, I want you to circle the picture. So let's look at number one. The first picture is toy, toy. Yes, we know we need to circle that one, because we just colored the toy bear and ball and dump truck. Okay, scoot over. What about house? House. Does that say oy or ew or ah? Okay, leave it alone. That's not there. What about the next picture? It shows dew on the plant. That's the water droplets. D-ew. Yes, circle it. Dew has our ew sound, like in chew and stew. All right, our next picture shows a boy in leaves, and that shows autumn, the season of autumn. Autumn. Does that, yes, we talked about autumn. Circle that. Autumn has our ah, like in sauce and laundry. What about the moon? Moon, m-oon, m-oo. Does it say ew, like stew? Yeah, kind of, but not really. So we're going to leave that alone, because moon actually has an O-O. So we're going to leave that alone, skip it, and go to the next one, which is towel. Towel. Ow. No, leave that one alone. So let's check. You should have circled toy, dew, and autumn. All right, let's scoot down to number two. Let's read that word. B-oy. Trace the O-Y circle. And then scoot over, let's write the missing letters for oy. It's O-Y. And then scoot over, let's write boy. B-oy is O-Y. So you should have B-O-Y. Let's read number three. F-L-U. F-L-U. ew, flew. Trace the circle around EW. And then scoot over. Let's write our missing letters for ew. It's EW. And then let's write the whole word. F-O-L. And what two letters are we working on? EW for flu. Number four, let's write vault. It has our ah sound, like in sauce and laundry. V, alt. Ah is A, U, O, L, and T, vault. And our last one, number five, is brew. B, 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 r. Ooh, what do we need? E, W. Let's check it. You should have B-R-E-W, brew. Boys and girls, ooh, on today's lesson is E-W. Ah, on today's lesson is A-U. And oi, on today's lesson is O-Y. We did the whole activity. That's because you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.